is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Amari Global is the first ever revolutionary mental wellness company, focusing on the gut-brain connection for adults and children. Amari's holistic products are designed to optimize performance, positivity, and motivation. The products are made with ancient natural wisdom combined by modern science that supports mood, focus, stress resilience, and whole body wellness. Whether you're an Olympic athlete or a stressed out parent, Amari Global's scientific approach is designed to meet you where you are and empower you to be the best version of yourself.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on an edition of Hope Saves the Day. Just want to give a huge shout out to Mr. Mike Marino and Bob Gonzo for putting on a phenomenal event for us last night here in Cranberry, New Jersey at the Cranberry Theater. Again, very hospitable team there at the Cranberry Theater. Again, allowing to have our event there for Autism Radio. It was a really nice event. Again, a huge shout out to the super, super talented, super funny, one of the best comedians today is Mr. Mike Marino. So again, just want to give him a big shout out and a thank you. I want to talk a little bit about a topic which is very near and dear to my heart. You know, when I look across autism, this is something that I think every parent kind of talks about, thinks about, right? When we look across, you know, as we get older in our lives, we say as our children grow, those of you that know, Jonathan is now 19 years old, you know, and he's getting much older. And after 21, he'll be aging out of the system. And there's not a lot of options for him, you know, to go at that time, right? So again, you think about it. What if something happens to me, right? And I know parents have been, you know, doing some work and lobbying legislation to really expand housing choices for developmental disabilities. I think, you know, one of the things that you do, some parents obviously have more financial needs than others, but again, what are you going to be able to do, right? You know, we worry about when we no longer can care for my son personally, and I know there's a lot of parents, whether it's their son or their daughter, you know, how are they going to take care of him, right? So when we look across this, I think you just worry about it, you know, and if something happens to one of us, you know, is my spouse able to take care of my child alone? You know, and it is a scary thing. And I think every once in a while, you know, kind of like, I think we almost block that out from our minds. You know, we think about it, we talk about it, we avoid it, that topic, right? But we do need to do something. We do really to put some action into these concerns. It's very important. You know, again, it creates a level of anxiety. Again, what are you going to do with your son or your daughter? Again, after they have no more school, as you get older, you know, again, if you're not here. So again, you know, there's not a lot of centers that are open. There's some, and some of the ones that have been out there were not so great, right? So again, when you look across the board, you say to yourself, you know, how many facilities there are today? And I think it's really important that all of us in the autism community really rally together to really implement change, because we need to have facilities. We need to have some kind of housing available for our children. You know, I live here in New Jersey. They do have some great, obviously programs and services here. However, again, just like a lot of other places, after 21, there is no more services, right? So, and also here in the state of New Jersey, we have one of the highest rates of autism in the United States here in New Jersey. So again, there's so many kids, there's not going to be enough places for them to go, right? So again, we really need to think about what we're going to do for the future here in New Jersey, number one, in the rest of the United States, as well as around the world, too. And again, you know, it all depends on the ability of your child. You know, as we know, some children obviously grow up to be very, very successful. They're able to support themselves, get jobs. Some of the smartest, you know, most educated people in the world are on the spectrum, right? But again, there's a variation here. And I think this is where some of the challenges come in. Like, again, my son Jonathan will not have a job, right? He's not going to be able to go to work and have a job and take care of himself, okay? And a lot of parents are in the same boat as myself. And there's a lot of children that, again, are getting older. The parents know they're not going to be able to take care of themselves. And this is a great concern of us that keeps us up at night. These are the things myself, I'll wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning and it comes to my mind. And of course, at that time, I'm not going to bed, right? You're staying up because you start thinking about this, right? And as you get older, aging parents, I know a few couples that I know that are in their 80s and actually have a daughter that's in her 60s now. And they're very concerned about what's going to happen with their daughter, right? Where is she going to go? Does she have siblings? Yes, but, you know, they're much older too. And would they take that, again, burden of taking care of their daughter? So these are real life things I think we kind of avoid. We don't talk enough about it, or we plan ahead for the future, or we implementing some kind of a change or our concerns, you know. And I think what happens to a lot of us, and again, I know you think about when your child is, you know, 10 or 12 years old, and you say to yourself, okay, well, I have a lot of time, right? I have time. And then you talk about things like, again, those of you that know, once your child turns 18, you go through a lot of, you've gone through the guardianship process, and it's pretty cumbersome process. It can be a little stressful, and also could be extremely expensive to go through this, right? So that's just one avenue, which is important, especially if you have a child that's really unable to take care of themselves and obviously able to make decisions for themselves. So they're going to need that support. But again, take us out of the equation. I'm not here. My wife is not here. Who's taking care of Jonathan, right? And this, again, this is the great fear. Now, granted, we have a daughter, but is that really fair to put that on her, that she's responsible to take care of her brother, right? And this is a real question, and I want to hear from you. If you're in the same situation, how are you dealing with this? And what do you think about this topic? You know, because it is a real topic that we, again, I feel we don't dive in and talk enough about. So again, if you have some great comments or concerns or questions on this topic, we want to hear from you, because I really want to keep this ball rolling and really have some open discussion. So again, call our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. Again, 1-877-HOPE-777. And definitely, feel free to share your thoughts on this topic. Is this something that you've stayed up late at night and kept you awake? And is this something that's an anxiety point for you that you don't want to think about or maybe you avoid, right? So, again, we need to start doing something sooner than later. We need to put something into place. We need to create facilities that, again, have a place for them to go, right? And again, this is a big topic. Many, many articles are being published recently. And again, like, what happens when those parents are no longer alive, right? For parents that have need high support needs and housing, it's very much a lot of anxiety for them, right? And again, I think, you know, one of the things I was talking to a parent the other day, it's like, you know, they said, imagine sending, you know, your aging parent with mild dementia off to live alone with a series of unknown strangers in homes, right? None of us would do that, right? So, again, it's something to think about because many families obviously can't bring themselves to do this to their adult children, and they'll keep them at home. Like, you know, my plan is to keep Jonathan home with us as long as we live, right? But again, when we're no longer alive, where's my son going to go, right? So it is something very serious. It's very near and dear to my heart. Again, as my son is aging out of the system in the next couple of years, it's a very scary, real thing. You know, we say, yeah, he's going to live with us. Well, for how long, right? I'm 51 years old. I know I'm not going to live forever. He's probably going to outlive me, right? So these are very real feelings. And again, I know this is kind of a downer topic because usually we talk about positive topics, but I think this is a very important topic. And again, there is a little bit of a positive twist. So some of you have made me know this or may not. Been working on a project for many years now, probably about 7 years. And it's called Hope Village. Okay. I have blueprints, I have rendering drawings of what this place looks like, right? Again, it's a concept, but this concept needs to become a reality. So if you are listening to this program, have the financial resources, have the right context, the right connections, let's sit down and have a meeting, because I'm not looking just to put Hope Villages in New Jersey. I'm looking to spread this out throughout the country, okay? And again, being able to make affordable housing for individuals with autism, but also a day program. And there are some out there. Some of you are going to say, well, yeah, there's one by me. There's one by... Well, how many open slots are there? How many more adults with autism can the facility hold, right? So there's a lack of. I know recently one of my friends of mine was dealing with some issues, had her son in a program, in a facility, and the facility was going to close, you know, and there was a lot of fighting back and forth to keep this facility open, and thank God everything worked out for her, and her son is in the facility. So, again, we really need to look at this, and I know right now there is a bill. The bill is called H-720, and it's taking some steps towards a new pilot for housing programs. This will also give legislative more insight over the Department of Disabilities, aging and independent living under that bill and department. And, of course, this would have to seek the General Assembly's approval before restructuring some of the aspects of the system, including payment. But, again, if we can create some communities, right, throughout the United States where there could be two parts to it, right? You could have some amenities where, obviously, you would pay for it, right, for your child, and you could set up some kind of a fund to pay for this, right, after you're gone. But then also there could be some housing that's connected to that could also be a state-funded or some kind of a funded, or whether it's a nonprofit that raises money that helps pay for housing, right? A place for your child to go, is real important because, again, you know, we're dealing with our children and we're not around to take care of them. We want to make sure that they're well taken care of. Now, the good part is if you do have siblings or you do have relatives, obviously they would, hopefully they would go in and check, you know, make sure the your son or your daughter is well taken care of, right? But again, I think it's a lot to ask a son or daughter that's neurotypical to look after your son or daughter that might have autism or special needs or whatever that might be. It's a lot to ask of them. And again, I'm curious how you feel about that. Would you do that to your son or daughter, leave your son or daughter with them to take care of them? And, you know, when I have conversations with my daughter, of course, right away says, absolutely, she would take care of her brother, right? No questions asked. But is that the right thing to do? And is that fair for her to have that burden and that responsibility? And that might sound, I don't know, maybe mean, maybe to say that as a burden, because, you know, there's a responsibility as a parent, I believe, that, again, when you have children, it's my responsibility. Now, granted, we never chose autism. Autism chose us, right? And again, depending on where your child is and abilities, again, I don't like to say, again, severe X, you know, part of the spectrum, but again, my son has limited abilities, right? And needs a lot of support, a lot of help constantly, and needs supervision, constant supervision. So when you talk about that and you put those all together, is that really fair, again, for your neurotypical son or daughter to have to take that responsibility? It's a lot to ask because they would be giving up a huge part of their life. Now, granted, we didn't choose this, right? But is it really fair to pass that along to your son or daughter? And that is the question I ask you. Those of you that are listening to this program and listening to that question, I really want to hear from you. I want to hear how you feel about that question, number one. Number two, how you would answer that question. So email us at questions@autismradio.org, or you can call us, or if you want to be heard on the radio, you can call us and leave a message at 1-877-HOPE-777. Again, that is 1-877-HOPE-777. We really want to hear from you on that question because, again, I feel it's such a, it's a real big topic that we just don't talk enough about. We don't, because it's a scary topic and it's a serious topic and it's not a fun topic, but it's very real. And as we get older, it becomes more real. And I think I've kind of hit that point in the past year or two where it was like a holy cow moment. It's like, holy, like this is coming. This is real. Need to be prepared. There needs to be a plan, right? So again, there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle. Number one, we don't have enough facilities. We need more facilities. We need facilities like Hope Village. And I'm telling you, folks, this is going to be a beautiful place. It'll have all the amenities, the bells and whistles, to make sure your son or daughter is well taken care of, believe me. Because again, this is coming from a parent to another parent, and I want it to be the best place possible. Just like, you know, I almost, the vision I have, and I use this analogy, like when you go to Disney World, right? I would say 99% of the people go to Disney World have a great experience, right? But there's a 1% or maybe even a 2% that may not, right? We want to have facilities that are run like Disney World where people truly care about what they do, number one, and can really impact in a positive way, right? And it's finding the right people. And that's a hard thing to do, right? It's a hard thing to do, but it comes with obviously creating the right culture. Any company, when you start a business, comes from within, from the top down, and creating that culture. So I would look at it as a Hope Village, almost like the creation of Disney, right? Disney created a vision and an experience that we want to have each and every day. And they do it, and they do it well. Hope Village, my dream, again, this is my dream before I pass on one day, is to have a place where your child, my child, can live in happiness and safety and flourish each and every day. And this is, again, you know, sometimes putting your dream out there, it's scary, right? You know, people might think you're crazy. They say, oh my God, you're crazy. Like, that's not going to happen. But I put it down on paper, and it's alive and real when I look at it, right? Now, it's only on paper because we know it's going to cost millions and millions of dollars to put this kind of thing together for sure. But I think it can become a reality, right? There are grants out there. There are investors. There are parents that want to create this with me, board of directors, people that I know that know my vision. They've seen the plans. They've seen this project. And they want to do it. So it's just a matter of time when. So with that being said, you have facilities in place. I guess for my question to parents, right, how comfortable are you in putting your son or daughter into a facility, right? And I think that is the big question that a lot of parents struggle with, because they'll say, well, I'll never put my son or daughter into a facility and they'll live with me at home forever. But we all know that's not realistic, because we're not going to all live forever, unfortunately. We're just not. Now, we're lucky if we're healthy. We could live to be 100, maybe over 100. Maybe. But again, we really need to be prepared for the future. And I think that's the big conversation, just to highlight and kind of discuss and talk about a little bit, is that we need to start thinking about these things. We need to start planning for the future, right? We need to get our legislative, you know, senators and governors and people involved in this, right? To make sure we have some nice residential sites. And again, I'm just putting out Hope Village there as one, could be one of the destinations, but hopefully there'll be others as well. I just know what I want to create and my vision that I have. All started with an idea about 7 years ago for me. And again, you know, it could be some government stipulations and then, of course, private donations, you name it. But again, we need this. We do need this, you know, and again, just trying to figure this out and have some kind of a shared living community where it would work and would be very comfortable, right? So anyway, I just ask you, what do you think about this? Have you thought about it? Do you have a son or daughter right now, today, that is a teenager? Have you thought about even doing the process of putting together your guardianship? Have you even thought about it? Did you even do some research on it? Again, I'm just making you right now, listening to this program, think about that. Think about it. Start preparing. Some people are really good. Some people prepare everything. They're on targets. A lot of us count the days, the years, and say, well, yeah, I got to do it. Yeah, no, I know it's coming up. The 18th birthday's coming, right? And again, I'm just using guardianship as an example, right? But that's the first step that kind of makes it real for me, was going through the guardianship process, which I'm still not completed with, by the way. And he's 19 now, so it takes time. So what I'm trying to say is start having a conversation with your family, friends, neighbors, school teachers, anybody that you know what they do, right? And it needs to be a conversation. It's a healthy conversation. Because again, it's a scary thing to talk about, is what if we are not here? Who is taking care of my son or daughter? Big topic. It's heavy. I know. I'm sorry to do this to you. But again, I think it's a very, very important topic that It's not fun to talk about. Trust me, I know that. I don't like talking about it myself because it makes me very sad. I'm going to be honest. It really does bring me down tremendously to think about that, you know, when I'm not here, who's taking care of my son, right? I mean, for me, it's my son. So it's scary because nobody's going to take better care of your child than yourself, right? So it's allowing yourself to find a facility, number one, if you can find one, and then finding the right facility that takes good care of your son or daughter. So, again, it's just something to talk about. It's a heavy topic today, I know, but I just felt it's the right time to talk about this now. I know for me personally, this is something that's been weighing heavily on my mind, but I definitely want to hear from you on this topic. And again, if you have any insight or help or support in your area, again, we're all over the country, all over the world here on Autism Radio, Hope Saves a Day. What are you guys doing? Maybe you have some great ideas. Maybe you have some programs or some facilities that are wonderful. Well, let's take that experience and let's duplicate it, replicate it, and make sure everybody has a fair opportunity to have a facility for their son or daughter to go to that they feel good about. So, again, email us, questions@autismradio.org, or if you ever want to be part of the program, call our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. So anyway, I also want to mention, too, don't forget about Amare. Autism Radio right now has become a great partner with Amare. They make some incredible health and wellness supplements, and they're really changing the world one person at a time. It's incredible. Again, I know right now we had some of the kids packs recently, which was amazing results on that. And I just wanted to mention that to you, that we do have a code right now. We have a promo code, which you can go and you get money off on your first order if you're interested in trying it. Or you want to email me. We have a few kits to give away of the Kids Fundamentals, which has a chewable GBX vitamin, multivitamin. It has a powder, and then there's another powder that mixes with a drink. So they're very easy to give your child. Again, put it in a smoothie. You can put them in an ice pop. Many different ways to hide these if your son has a texture issue or, again, doesn't do well, might have some sensitivities. So, again, I just want to make sure that you know about that. And, of course, you know, check out our website, go to autismradio.org. And again, we have a code on our site where you can order Amare products and you get a discount. So make sure you go to autismradio.org if you want to try it. But also we have a few kits left that we're willing to give away to you. So again, you can email us at questions@autismradio.org. Or if you want to call us and tell us why you think you'd be a great candidate to try one out of our Kids Fundamental Packs, you can call us at 1-877-HOPE-777. I'd like to thank everybody, as always, for the continued support here at AutismRadio.org. Again, I'm very grateful, very humble for all of you that came out to support us on Friday night, April the 29th. I just want to thank everybody for, again, buying tickets, coming out and see the fantastic Mike Marino. Hopefully we do this again. We're also looking to put together some other events. Again, this is going to help about 20 families directly. And we have 10 programs as well that we're looking to keep funding. Our swim program, our martial arts program, our music program, our therapeutic horseback riding program. So again, we have several individuals that are in these programs that greatly benefit that would normally not have the opportunity to do so. And the benefits have been incredible. We've been changing lives one at a time. So just remember that every donation, about 90 cents on the dollar, goes back to the families. Again, we are 100% volunteer organization. So I think that's really what we do that separates us from many others out there in the industry today. So you can feel real good about that and making a great donation today and help us continue our mission and our journey here at Autism Radio. I'd like to wish everybody a great week. Stay healthy and be happy, of course, and enjoy life. And hopefully you are getting back to some normalcy as we're coming towards the end of the school year. Hopefully you're planning a nice vacation and getaway, because we all deserve it after having two really long, tough years that we've been through from 2020 to 2021. So hopefully 2022 is a much better year, hopefully, for all of you out there. And I'd like to say goodbye and, as always, close out the show. Just remember, until next time, hope saves the day. Have a great one, everyone. Stay well.
Hi, I'm Elissa Pizzell. I work with Amari Global. I am proud to announce that we have partnered with the Autism Radio family, a cause that is near and dear to my heart. Continue to tune in to Hope Saves the Day every week on autismradio.org. And when you're snapping up your Amari products, don't forget to add promo code AUTISMRADIO to receive $10 off your first purchase.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice, and remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. There you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Stay, let this song be my voice, and remember, hope saves the day.